Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
So, Mfundisi, according to Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 and 5, we'll spend 1,000 years in heaven alongside Christ, which is a millennium. Now, what does this have to do with the new earth? Remember, we're talking about the new earth. And will the new earth be a part two of the current earth that we're living in? And so these are the things that we seek to understand as we are going to be going through this in conversation. So when will the new earth come to be, my pastor?
Oh, okay. No, thank you, my leader. You know, you've touched something very interesting in the millennium and the new earth, because as we understand it, the millennium is the 1,000-year reign of Christ with the saints in heaven, you know, between the first and the second resurrection. That's where the millennium takes place. And after now the millennium, because the millennium, one of the things that will be happening during the millennium is that the redeemed will be given the opportunity to judge the wicked during that time of the millennium. And that is what? That is a 1,000 reign with Christ in heaven. Then at the end of the 1,000 years, when every case of the wicked has been settled, then the Bible says, Guti, then the new Jerusalem will come down out of heaven. Now, when the new Jerusalem comes down, remember, at that specific point, the earth will be uninhabited by any human beings. You know, it will only be Satan and his angels who are on earth.
Hang on. I just want to understand a bit, Mfundis. I think I'm a little confused. So Christ comes again, and we are translated to heaven. And in heaven, this is where the 1,000 years will take place.
Yes, it is in heaven, because when he comes for the second time, the saints, the redeemed, the dead redeemed in Christ will be resurrected. Then the living will also be translated, and they will all together, the redeemed, will go to heaven and reign with Christ for 1,000 years in heaven.
So the return of the Messiah will be marking the beginning of the millennium.
Yes, definitely. Will be marking the beginning of the millennium, because that's when Uguti will all be translated. You know, and after being translated, and we ascend with him.
I see. Now I get it. Okay. Is this 1,000 years literal, or is it figurative?
No, I believe that the Bible states it very clear when it says 1,000 years. You know, when it states it specifically, 1,000 years. So we would like to look at it in the literal manner, in the literal sense that the Bible has said it. Uguti, it will be 1,000-year reign with Christ in heaven. You know,
it's a literal 1,000 years.
Yes. Well, according to that.
The reason I'm confused, Mfundis, is that, you know, sometimes we're told that no, it's not literal, because a day is like a 1,000 years to God, and 1,000 years is like a day to God, and so it gets seriously confusing, eh?
Yes, definitely, you know, because now that is where it matters most to be able to differentiate the aspects of some our prophecies, whereby it is figurative or literal, such things. We need to have just a clear distinction of these things, then we'll be able to note what the Bible says.
So you were saying, so this will happen for 1,000 years, and you were talking about the new earth. Please bring that concept. You were just starting to explain that. So bring it through and explain it, please. The new, you said the what? The new Jerusalem. Yes, that's the word you used. The new Jerusalem. Please go ahead.
Yes. Now, when you look at, when you take it from the Isaiah chapter 65, going down, then it says there's a very interesting passage there. When you read it from starting from verses 18 of Isaiah 65, it says, "Be glad and rejoice forever in what I create, the new Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem I will make. I make will be full of joy, and her people will be happy." Now that's the new Jerusalem. Now after the 1,000 years, you know, when the saints are descending, coming back to planet Earth, as I was elaborating, that only the devil and his angels will be existing and alive at that particular time, while the saints were in heaven on the 1,000 years. So what will happen is that while they try to capture the new Jerusalem coming out of heaven, then the fire from God will consume every the devil and his angels and the wicked, which will be resurrected, because that's when the second resurrection will take place.
Okay,
you know, when Jesus comes back with the saints to settle the new Jerusalem, that's where the second resurrection takes place. And now the fire of God will consume them, and when it consumes them, it now recreates what the new earth, whereby sin is totally destroyed, and the remembrance of sin at the same time is coming to an end through the fires which are proceeding from Christ himself, as he cleanses this earth and destroying the devil and his angels and the wicked.
I see. So this new Jerusalem will be coming out of heaven, and it will come down here on earth.
Yes.
Is that the new earth? Or is it a new Jerusalem? Is it the same thing or different things? I don't understand.
Okay, remember, it says, you know, that the world will be brought back to its Edenic state when Christ comes. You know, so it's a terminology. It's a terminology that sometimes is used to represent something whereby the word Jerusalem is used. You know, it does not, most of the time when it even is used in prophets, it does not literally mean that the specific Jerusalem that which existed, you know, but something which has characteristics like Jerusalem, you know, the Jerusalem which was reigned by peace, Jerusalem which was reigned by God, you know, such a scenario is being brought to view here, you know, comprising of the word. Comprising of the saints of the living God. Because when God creates, actually, when he creates a new earth whereby the redeemed will reside in it, where there is no more sin, when Christ himself, God himself, will reign with his people, and his people will be with their God, and their God will be his people. That is why when you read it further in verses 19 of Isaiah 65, it says, I myself will be filled with joy because of Jerusalem and her people. There will be no more weeping, no more call for help, you know. So now when you link it with the Revelation chapter 21, going down, it says on the new earth and the new heaven, there will be no more cry, there will be no more weeping, there will no more death. This is the same thing that Isaiah is referring to here when he says, I myself will be full of joy, you know, of Jerusalem and her people. There will be no more weeping, referring to Revelation chapter 21. There will be no more cry, referring to Revelation chapter 21. And when you go to verses 20, it says, babies will no longer die in infancy, and all people will live out their lifespan. So it's making reference, you know, to Revelation chapter 21 when speaking about the new earth and the new about the new heaven and the new earth specifically. So they you see now the link that I was speaking with, referring to Jerusalem, the new earth. So the new Jerusalem also will refer to what? To the new earth, because the characteristics of the new earth also represents some characteristics of the new Jerusalem. So it's in a way a figurative name of the new earth.
Ah, I see. So it's the same thing basically. It's the same thing, Fundis.
Yes.
I see. Now, when you say the new Jerusalem will be coming out of heaven, where will it be going?
It will be more similar, like to if I can make an example. Remember how Eden was on Earth. Eden was situated. Yes, so Eden was on Earth, but Eden did not come past the whole Earth. Something like that, you know. Well, it is something like that. If you have that scenario on your mind, it will be something like that.
So this new heaven will be coming down to earth?
Yes. According to the Bible, the new Jerusalem will be coming down from God, coming down to planet Earth. But remember, you know, you cannot... At that specific time, you won't have a new Jerusalem, then an earth which is not cleansed, you know. Because remember, the characteristics of the new Jerusalem are the same characteristics of the new earth, you know.
Yeah, same characteristics, but not the same thing.
Yes, very true. As much as Eden existed in the old time on Earth, Eden was more like a designated place that God had set Adam and Eve, you know.
Not necessarily Earth.
Exactly, but it was on Earth.
Very confusing, I must say. So the new Jerusalem that will be coming down... will be coming down with new citizens?
Those are the redeemed. Those are the redeemed of the Lord that will be coming with the Lord as they come and settle on earth. Those are the redeemed of the Lord.
So this new Jerusalem will be coming down, and it will be coming down to earth. It will already be occupied by the redeemed.
Yes, the saints will be in the new Jerusalem.
And then when it gets here on earth, who will live on earth then?
Yes, definitely. Earth is our home. Earth is our home. This is where we are going to live. As because when the new earth comes and settles down, that's where all the redeemed and the Lord will be. He will reign here on earth, and we will be with him here on earth.
Well, very, very confusing. So effectively, when the sin is burnt, it will be burning the whole earth, effectively?
Yes, definitely. Because by that time, no existence of sin must remain on earth. By that time, no existence or even remembrance of sin will be there. That's why then when you read it from Revelation chapter 21, it says there will be no more death, there will be no more sin. You know, all those things will be dealt with. There will be no more evidence of sin, because the great deceiver, the devil himself, would have been done away with his angels.
So where the earth will be in ashes.
Come again?
So the earth will be in ashes because of the fire. By the time the new Jerusalem comes,
yes. But remember, this is it's fire to rejuvenate, you know, to rejuvenate the sin, or to rejuvenate the earth that was once, you know, in order to you know, it's more like when I can put it in a way, it's more like when gold is being refined, you know, it goes through the fire for it to become the best of it, you know. So it will be something like that, not that it will be crushing the earth to ashes and all these things that we see currently when you're burning something, you know. But it will be there in order to rejuvenate the earth to the state that God wants it to be.
Interesting. Well, Pastor, very interesting conversation, and I do want to say thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We're going to be connecting with you once again tomorrow, one last time this week, and I so do want to say thank you so much for your time and for your ministry. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you as well, and thank you for the opportunity. Have a great afternoon.
Amen.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.